morning. Welcome into Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth joining us on the phone lines on this Monday morning. Dr. Beth, good morning to you.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
We're all right. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. I think everybody's still trying to stay healthy or get healthy.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at this point, and we're hopefully doing everything we can, including with this phone call. Normally, of course, Dr. Beth would be in studio, but we're trying to abide by the social distancing rules, continuing with that, so we'll remain on the phone. It's no hard feelings, Doctor, nothing against you, but I think we should try to keep everybody as safe as possible, and these phone calls are helping with that. So these topics the last couple of weeks have kind of been tailored to these new and strange times that we are living in, and kind of staying in that same lane today, correct?
We are. And, you know, sometimes I have family members who roll their eyes when I say, okay, every experience, even these bad ones or the tough ones, are opportunities. And I think one of the things that this pandemic, this worldwide virus experience is giving us empathy for other people. You know, empathy is that ability to recognize and feel the pain of others as real. I mean, no, it's not ours, but yes, it's real, and we can really experience it when we put ourselves in their place. Sympathy, on the other hand, is more like a feeling sorry for, because it's not our emotion. It's somebody else's, and we're outside. And there's none of us in the world that I can figure out that are outside the concern about this pandemic. You know, so we now have a common experience with people of all kinds. You know, people who have absolutely nothing to people who have everything and more, and everything that's in between. And they have different languages and cultures and ways of doing things and dress. And, you know, when something unfortunate or bad happens in another place far away, we can distance ourselves because, hey, it's not us. There's nothing we have in common.
Yeah.
You know, we don't pay attention to the basic humanity. But this one, we've all been experiencing it. Now, and I just want to remind our listeners that sympathy might prompt us to donate, you know, like our food, our money, our clothing, our time. But then we go back home and our stuff is our stuff. And we are okay. What we notice is that this shaky experience is everybody.
Yeah.
We are all facing it. And there was a woman I used to work with. She was born in Australia, and she lived all over the world. And we worked together. And one time I said to her, because, you know, I'm such a homebody, I said, so what's it like living in different places? And she said, you know what you find out? Just people living. Everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I think what we want to really pay attention to is understanding this shared experience, really knowing that people in Italy, France, Africa, China, England, United States, Canada, everywhere, South America, Central America, we're all worried about the same stuff. We're worried about our health, we're worried about our lives, and that of the people that we know and love. So here's what it's good to do, is know that it's real, empathize, not criticize, wish them well, pray for them. I say that a lot, pray for them. There's evidence that shows that it makes a difference. And remember that everybody's life matters, and empathy is the greatest form of love.
Good advice in challenging times for sure, and you can find out more about this topic and all of the other topics we've discussed by going online, safeharboril.com. It's Safe Harbor Counseling, Dr. Beth Placetka. And our show is called Your Life Matters. It airs every Monday at the same time. And we invite you to join us again next week for our next show. Dr. Beth, thanks. We'll see you then.
Okay, thanks, Mike.